This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Vaughn Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
A little nervous first half, and a little sluggish a little bit at times, but I thought that it all settled down in the second half, and our depth and our ability to rotate people really just wore them down in the second half. And you know, our conditioning program that we've been doing and our weight programs, it really paid off.
Let's talk about the no-huddle offense. You guys went with almost the entire game no-huddle, which very few teams try to go the entire game all the way.
Well, we're a wristband team. Coach Cannon doesn't even like to huddle up. You don't want to waste the movement. So we actually huddled. It's funny, we huddled all during the summer, and then when we got 2 weeks before the season, we went to the wristband no huddle, and to try to create the pace. We know we've got a quality group of kids, we've got some depth, so we want to try to wear people down. And so we try to pick up the pace with the no huddle offense and keep people on their heels. That's the whole key to the offense, is to keep people backpedaling and not let them make any adjustments and get people on and off the field. So I thought our kids did a good job with it. I think we misread the card a couple times, but other than that, pretty good night for a first game.
Now, how do the kids adjust to that, to mentally stay with it that long? What do you have to do as a coach to make sure they're locked and loaded? That's a lot of energy to expel no huddle.
But I think Coach Sons expends the most energy jumping up and down, doing the formations and all the calling. But the kids do a good job. We work on that practice of relay. We actually do the no huddle at practice all the time. We never even huddle there. So we're Coach Sons and Coach Cannon, and they stand on the sideline. They don't even stand behind the offense or anything. So we've got cameras rolling. We film practice. And so these guys are out here yelling and lining everybody up, and they run it just kind of almost just like the game. They're trying to create that game atmosphere. Our goal is we try to set aside 20 minutes for team offense and try to get in 25 to 30 plays in 20 minutes, which is pretty good. That's moving pretty crisp. We got a guy that spots the ball, and we're going. And so we're trying to generate that look the whole time in practice.
How did the weather affect it? It was a perfect night for football, but that's the first time they're going full steam the whole game. How are the legs? How is the energy? What did you see really going on?
I thought that our conditioning paid off huge for us down the road. I looked out, and about 3 minutes in, I saw some of their kids with hands on their hips and bent over, and our kids was just pretty much standing there ready to go. And I think that adrenaline rush, and then it wears away on that first game. But that's what I told the kids. We have to recover from our adrenaline rush more than we do anything else. And I thought they did a good job. I thought, you know, we had some miscues where we had some opportunities to score some touchdowns there in the first and second quarter. And, you know, those things are correctable. I thought the effort and the attitude was really good and trying to battle back from it, you know. But I think we've done a good job with it this week. I think the kids have settled down and they understand what we're trying to do.
You're listening to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick, and it's on the Bishop Media Sports Network again tonight. And let's talk about those miscues a little bit, Coach, because you and I talked after the game a little bit. There were a lot of flags. And interesting enough, it wasn't your B squad, so to speak. It was the A team that had a lot of yellow going on.
Yeah, we had some, you know, I think it was more of aggressive penalties holding-wise, trying to stay on blocks a little longer than we should. And we didn't take good steps. But after looking at a few of them, there's a couple penalties we got called as we were actually told in the game for being too aggressive, that we were knocking people down and being too aggressive is what one of the referees actually told a couple kids at one time. So I told the kids, well, you just have to tune that out, keep being aggressive and go play. And with that being said, I thought we went back and analyzed the film, and we sent some notes to the Referees Association on two or three of them that were called, and they actually emailed us back and kind of agreed with what we were seeing. That we got guys running them down the line. If their guy falls and our guy falls on top of them, that's not our fault we fell on top of them. But there was a few things. I think we got a few things correct. And, you know, We can't have any silly penalties, the ones that are after the play and trying to get a payback hit on somebody. I think those things you got to correct immediately, and we usually do that right away on the sideline. Anybody makes a silly, stupid mistake, they go ahead and start doing the push-ups over there for me, so I try to get it corrected immediately. But I thought, we get the penalties out of the way offensively. Those miscues took away about 100-something yards of offense, and we missed some passes. We had some guys wide open, and we missed a few shots. And I think if we get that corrected, we get the nerves and the adrenaline out, I think that'll be fine. We'll settle down and capitalize on that.
5-0 after the first quarter, 12-0 at halftime. You go in the locker room, what do you say to the guys at halftime at that point?
We were very mild at half. Only one garbage can got kicked, and Coach Burkett was really nice on defense because I don't think we'd given up anything on defense at that point. Offensively, I think as coaches we were more frustrated because we know what we can do and we weren't executing. And I think we made a few adjustments, mainly just calmed everybody down, and we went out and executed really well in the second half.
You really had a 1-2 punch going on. Deshaun did really great. Isaiah Jackson, if I'm right, 2 touchdowns on the game, right?
Yeah, Isaiah had 2 touchdowns. He carried the ball 11 times for 128 yards and had 2 touchdowns. Deshaun had 2 touchdowns. We spread it around. I thought the kids did a really good job. I've mentioned a few times we have some skill players that can go, and we're pretty talented, and I thought our offensive and defensive lines did a really good job with all the rotations. You looked out at the lineup, it was changing constantly with who we were running on and off the field all the time. And I thought the coaches did a great job of having the personnel on the field, and the kids did a good job of knowing what they were doing every time they were out there.
Depth is definitely a plus for you going into this season. You knew that. And now that you see it in a live game, how much are you going to really rely on that depth, do you think?
We're going to ride it as far as it'll go right now, because I tell you, it's early in the season. We want to save legs as much as possible. And we want to get all these guys experience. You don't want to run them out there and it be the first time they've ever played. And right now we're getting all these guys out there and we're running them in. They're getting great game experience. They're underneath the lights. They get to feel the emotions. They get to see what's going on. And, we started 9 sophomores Friday night.
Yeah.
We're still young. We talk about our ones, but that was only their 12th game in their high school career. So at the same time, they're still gaining experience too, so we're excited about where we're going, and our depth is just keeps getting better and better.
You guys get the win on last Friday. You hit the road this coming Friday. We'll talk more about that in a moment. There's more to come on Brandon Derrick's Coaching Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's,
Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm the Trigger, Rich Bontrager. We're on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Southern Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and by Jessup Furniture. Last week it was non-conference. This week's going to be non-conference again. But this week you get to load up the bus and go 5.5 hours. What's it going to be like to have the team completely alone, isolated for 5.5 hours? What's your plan to use that road trip?
Well, we have a long day planned ahead and a long night too. We'll probably load the bus. We're going to start loading the bus at 8. We'll try to get out of campus by 8:30. We're going to try to be in Macon by 12, grab a bite to eat. Then we're going to go do a walkthrough at the University of Mercer. And then we'll leave Mercer and head toward Atlanta and probably sit in Atlanta traffic for a good hour, an hour and a half, I'm guessing. I don't know. It's a Friday afternoon, about 4 o'clock. I'm figuring maybe rush hour. I don't know. It's going to be a big bus, so we'll probably be sitting there for a while. At least the air conditioner, I hope, is working, knock on wood. Then we'll stop, eat a pregame meal, which the pregame meal restaurant's only 6 miles from the stadium, but that could entail another 30-minute ride from where we're at. I think we'll try to get on the field, get to the location by 5:30, you know, and then kickoffs at 7:30. And so it's going to be, I think it's a good time for these guys to experience what it might be like for us down the road playoff-wise. You know, who knows where we're going to go. You try to throw one in there to get ready. And so this is our long road trip. How do we adjust? We're still a pretty young bunch. How are we going to adjust to a long trip? How are we going to get off the bus and play? What's going to affect us? Kind of tweak a few things, take a few notes. But I think that our guys are pretty well experienced with bus rides. So I think we'll probably be fine, and I kind of look forward to it.
We'll talk more about that game in a minute. Let's go back to Friday night, 47-7. You get the victory, your first one of the year. And one of the other big playmakers, I think, was Patrick Brunson, third quarter. Big play in the touchdown run, I believe it was, and made it a 32-0 ball game. But he really broke it and went big.
Yeah, we call him Mr. Smooth. He's about as smooth as the other side of the pillow. He's got some real talent. He also had he was one that created the interception, too, at free safety when he went in and hit the guy and knocked the ball in the air. And he just does a great job. Patrick's he's a real game changer for us on defense. We spell him in out on offense, so he's not really the guy that's the focal point on offense, but he can really make the wheels on the bus go round and round. He's another one of those weapons that we have that we roll in that kind of go unnoticed, but, you know, then he makes these plays, and everybody's like, wow, they got another kid. Yeah, we just keep kind of slipping in on people. That's kind of our M.O. right now. We're just going to keep slipping them in, and, you know, it's exciting. He's a very good football player.
Right now, if you had to look at that first game, just based on the first game, offense or defense, where was your strength coming out of that one?
Defense, most definitely. I don't. They had one first down in the first half. They had negative 26 total yards against the first team defense, and they only had 50 total yards all night long. You know, a lot of experience was gained by our younger kids, but I really felt like as many guys as we were rotating in and out on defense and offense for our guys, I think we only had two assignments that we actually lined up wrong. And that was one time we had four defensive ends on the field because we didn't tell two of them to slide down to D tackle, so they didn't know where to line up. And I think that was the only first down we gave up the first half. And of course, we had two timeouts, and we only had 12-0. And I was going to call a timeout and stop it, and they got a first down. And Coach Burkett saw my head almost turn into Beetlejuice over there on the sideline. But other than that, I think our defense was really, really solid. I thought our kids played well.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And one other note about this past weekend's game, I think, was that as you use your depth, they had to use timeouts. They were very winded. They did not have the depth that you had. How much did that play into aiding you, do you think, as they kept using the timeouts?
Well, anytime you have to waste a timeout, it you know, in later on in tight games, is going to be a benefit for us if we're wearing people down.
You know, he had mentioned something before the game about, you know, I'm going to ask him about heat timeouts, and because we might not be in that great of shape. And he said, Coach, are you okay with that? I was like, well, I said, that's fine. We're not going to take any timeouts. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, we're in shape. We're going to be ready to go. And he was like, well, I feel pretty good that all of our kids can roll in and out and play. And I said, that's good. And he said, what do you think? I said, well, I feel like all 31 of our kids can go in and contribute too. And I think our guys, it really showed what our summer workout program, weightlifting program, kind of the benefits of what we do. And I told the kids that after the game. That's what it looks like when you're tired, and that's what it looks like we look like because we're not tired, because we busted our butt all summer, you know. And I know there's times that they hate pulling sleds and running in the sand and running triangles and doing all that. But at the same time, when that guy across from you is doubled over and you're standing there about to whip him, you know, you feel good about yourself. And that's kind of our MO is we're going to wear you down, and then the floodgates are going to bust open in the second half.
The other thing that I think we saw was there was a lot of joy and celebration with your guys. They were having fun. Two-a-days are behind them now. Those long workouts you just talked about, they're done.
Yeah.
How much did that really play into the fun we saw with everyone from start to finish?
Well, you know, we talk about let's be disciplined and have fun at the same time, and I thought our kids did a really good job Friday night. Our big focal point when we started is we knew we had a bunch of really good individuals when we started the season. But when we went to camp, we really focused on team unity, people being selfless and sacrificing for one another. And we've had some guys that do that, have done a great job. We talked about it last week. You know, Michael Tindall went from tackle to center. Tony Haywood has went from, you know, playing a skill position to going to guard. Cameron McClellan went from linebacker to guard. These guys have just really been very selfless, and they bought in as a team. You know, they push each other every day at practice. It's this week at practice has been outstanding. These guys line up from each other, and they're going to give each other. They're going to talk to each other. They're going to razz each other, and they're going to push each other to get better. And that's what I want at practice, is a competitive, hard practice. And they've done a really good job of buying into that. And I've been very excited about the team unity.
When we come back, we're going to talk about this coming Friday night's game against Holy Spirit. We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in a moment.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? Coolers? Suntan oil? Beach chairs? Ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders. Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show. Say that three times fast. With head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm the Trigger Rich Bontrager. We're on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's this same evening. Brought to you by Vaughn Realty, St. Simon's Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. And as promised, we're going to move into this weekend's matchup, another matchup with a team that you really know nothing about. You're going to be taking on Holy Spirit. And they got shut out last week, Coach, 42-0. What do you know about them? What was it like preparing for them? Just kind of give us that brief overview.
Well, watching them on film, they try to mirror what we do kind of on offense. They're going to run a lot of our formations. We're going to try to run the zone, sweeps, you know, try to get outside. They've got a couple athletic kids. You know, defensively, they're going to run a 3-4. They don't blitz in it a whole lot, which is good. If you're going to stay back in a 3-4 base, I feel pretty good about it. If you're blitzing in your Pittsburgh Steelers-style type defense, you've got a lot of work in front of you offensively. But I think, you know, special teams-wise, we probably have an edge, punting and kicking, and we have an edge speed-wise. You know, I couldn't tell watching the film how well-conditioned they were, but, you know, I feel like for us, I like to brag on our kids. I feel like we're probably better conditioned, and we're going to continue to work on what we do, and we're going to go out and take care of our business. And I told our kids that I don't care what the competition looks like across from us. If we do what we're supposed to do and take care of our business and play like we're supposed to play, everything else will take care of itself. And so it's kind of been our focal point this week. You know, focus on the ride, focus on the trip. This is a away game, first one. Take care of the ball. You know, be smart on offense, shut it down on defense, and work on minimizing running lanes on defense. And I feel like we have a good chance.
Last week, GCS did not really kick to your deep man. That looked intentional after a while. What do you do to make sure your deep man is still ready to go when they're just ignoring him?
Well, Holy Prep actually has a pretty good kicker. Now, they might not kick it deep, but we're probably going to move guys around and shift guys to different places and hide them. We might line up one spot, and they may move as they're about to blow the whistle. So, you know, I can't give out too many secrets. I don't know how many people will be listening, but we're going to move people around. And I feel like what Coach Mathis has done with that kickoff return team is he's put – you kick it back there, one of those four or five really barn burners could get it. And if the other four can get in front of him on a short kick, we got a shot to bust it and go anyway. So you pick your poison who you want to kick it to back there with our guys.
So you always sort of have a hands team on the field already.
Yeah, really it is. I mean, we could just move our back line up and your hands team's right there ready to go because our skill kids are – that's going to be the ones that's back there. We've got five skill kids deep, and they have the ability to take it to the house at any time. And here's the thing, what I like about them is they know that. And so they worked really hard this week, and we took a little few angles on kickoffs and punts to get these guys, even if we do kick it short, that these guys that's in the back line get to the front and get there and get a few key blocks. I think we got a good chance.
What's your biggest concern right now about your team? You're saying you're focusing on your team, your play. If there was one thing you had to kind of maybe focus in on, what would you say at this stage that you're maybe a little bit more concerned than not concerned?
Playing down. I don't want to play down to the competition that we play. I want us to stay at a certain level. And I've been trying to, you know, when you got a young team and young kids, it's hard for them to imagine that if you play at this level, you want to play at state championship caliber level. That's hard to do sometimes with the competition that you're playing. So that's our big focal point is stay at that point. Play like that every time. Take reps like you're a state championship. You know, we got to start working towards that. If that's the prize, we got to keep our eye on it the whole time, you know. And as we talked about, we want to win 14 games. We have to win the first one, and we did that. So now we got to win the second one, and we got to continue to, you know, we got to continue to get better every week. And, you know, some of the things that we do is we put the film in and we watch our practice and we go back and things that we're going to correct. But right now is our intensity, you know, come out to practice every day with intensity and come out being focused and go out and have great effort and execute. And, you know, the biggest thing that we worry about right now is the obstacles, the heat. You know, at 4 o'clock, it's hot. And, you know, it beats on you a little bit. So, you know, mentally, we're having to fight through that battle right now with the heat. But I thought the kids have done a pretty good job.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we know about the great athlete and LeSean.
Yeah.
Is the team rising up to his level? Is he one of those catalysts? Do you think that, because you have such a young team, are they now being pulled into a higher level of play because they see the potential of another teammate?
I think they've all pulled to that level. You know, Jayshon, he's a great athlete, but we got 7 or 8 other ones out there that are great too, and so they're all pushing each other. Like today, I look out and Gavin, he's our starting quarterback. Well, he's playing scout team receiver, making catches on the deep bomb, jumping up, and you know he's pushing the DBs. And so at the same time, they're pushing each other every day to get better and really stressing going out there and raising their level of play. And right now, it generates a lot of interest. We've got a lot of people that are making phone calls that have actually watched the film. And, you know, we got a phone call this week from Ohio State. They're interested in a couple kids. They want to watch some more film on them, but they're very satisfied with what they saw. So, you know, we're getting Urban Meyer and that crew calling down and checking on other kids. So when you look at one and then the other guys, and that's what we always tell them, you never know who's watching. You never know. And if you make the plays that night and you go out and play hard, everybody has an opportunity. And right now, that's what the kids have elevated their play because, hey, they know that they're going to get seen at some point in time. And these guys are going to start calling. And our goal is we can try to get everybody out and go play somewhere. And they want to go play. That's what we're trying to do. So everybody's elevating their play. And coaches are elevating everything at practice. We're high octane and high energy. And we're trying to work, even though it's hot and everybody's wanting to go in and get a water break, but we keep pushing through it, and the kids have done a great job. And I can't say enough about it, about the way they go about their business in the weight room, on the practice field, and executing in their attitude right now. And, you know, first day of school today, when you have the first day of school, you come out and you go, practice is going to be awful. You know, it's just, you prepare yourself. As we're walking down through there, Coach Cannon's like, you know, it's going to be bad today. And, you know, just I'm giving you a warning. And I was like, I got you. Coach Riquette's like, dude, I'm just at 3 o'clock. He's like, I'm just letting you know. It's first day of school. It might not be a good day. And then I thought the kids, we had our highs and lows a little bit, but I thought the kids at the end had a good attitude and they executed. Even for it being the first day of school, I thought we got productivity out of what we did today.
One of the things coaches worry about in the opening game is injuries. It looked like we walked away with no injuries. Is that true? How are we doing right now?
We were injury-free from the first game. We got dinged up a young man got dinged up today at practice, but other than that, we're one man down. Well, 2 men down. We got one with a slight knee injury and one maybe has a concussion, so we might be 2 men down going into this Friday, but for the most part, we're pretty healthy.
Final thoughts, as you take on Holy Spirit, 7:30 Friday night.
You know, go out and execute, have a great attitude, and don't make any turnovers, tackle well on defense, and get to the football with intensity on both sides. Play with intensity, and I think we'll take care of our business.
Coach, thanks once again.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Till next week, I'm the Trigger, Rich Bontrager, and we'll see you at the stadium. Have a great week.